I am a stupid about that part. I want to, because in regular hilchos, it's not so partial to do that. Huh? Oh, I was here, Gavaldik. Let's go. Tanya Idoch. This Tanya Idoch was the one that created all the problems. Tanya Idoch says the opposite. If he sold her and then he went and was mekadesh to somebody else, he is just, you know, messing over the Adon, let's call it. Now here it says Mufurish that according to Bieisi Yehuda, Shemekadesh is Rishaini. They were not extrapolating this. He said it. The previous price, so we were blurting out what they would hold. But here, the dude actually says it. It's not true. So here we hold. Here we see the Chamam hold Mefurish that the Sheni doesn't count. I mean, we see the Chamam hold that way. When Tosis, I'm just backing up for a second. When Tosis asked on Rashi in the previous stage of the Gemara, the way Rashi is learning the Gemara, that we're bringing a raya from the Chachamim to a case of Me'achshav. So Tosis asked on Rashi, so how do you know the Chachamim hold that way? They never said so. So the truth is, in this braisa, they did say so. Just Tosis meant to ask is, you don't see it in that braisa. So how could the Gemara learn that from that braisa? Meaning, at PMS, you see that they do hold that way. I'm just pointing that out. I always tell you that's going Rashi. Tells you that's going Rashi that in the previous braisa you don't see that, and that's where the Gemara is taking it from. So that's my problem without you learning the Gemara Rashi. Okay, but here it says Mefurish. Marshal loy merliisha avreyad begudesh l'salil achar shloishim yoyim bebo acher bekitcha besoich shloishim yoyim shem begudesh es l'sheini. Of course, that's what he says. That Mekudesh is a Sheni. So what's the difference in that and Me'ach? And what's the difference in that and a case of L'Achar Shloshim Yoyim? Just like L'Achar Shloshim Yoyim, there's no Me'achshav, and it's not a Kaltu later, and therefore, if a Sheni comes along, to Mekadesh Shlo Sheni, that's the same thing Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Pshito. Ma'od, the Tema Holo, Omelo, L'Achar Shloshim Yoyim, Kamash Malon. Rashi. Moshe Lo'imer, let's start from that. Moshe Lo'imer and Rashi, the second half of the... Now Rashi learns Lushitosa, just like he learned in the first part of the Gemara. We're learning from the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda to the following case.
Why does Rashi have to say this again? I mean, it's the same expression, it's the same thing. It's okay. The same idea. He's just re-emphasizing it. I mean, it's like... Just to make sure...
Because it's not the regular way.
Who are we learning it from? Since according to him there's no me'achshav, because it doesn't happen until the last shav apruto. Even though he gave money now, and he has a right to makadosh later, if someone else comes between, have a kedushin. So here also there's no difference. So the Gemara says, okay, pshita. Since it wasn't spoken out, No. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Mekudesh l'sheni." That's only by Yud. Where he never spoke out. I'm doing this. You know, I'm an ass that the kedushin should be in 30 days. So maybe over there, if the Sheni comes along before, it's Chal. But where he spoke out, it should be Chal in 30 days, even if he didn't say Me'achshav, I would ever have a Mina that that's good enough to knock the Sheni out. Kamash Marlon, the Domu Adadi, that they did the same, the Cave and the Tola, cause of Yid, B'moyz Alalu, Lachazman. Since the Torah said, you know, when he gives the money at the beginning, he could do Yid with it later on. So we say when he gave that mois with the option to do yids, he was giving it that I'm giving the money now with having in mind that the yid will come later. And so this is just like saying I'm giving this money now, it should be chal in 30 days without saying me'achshav. It's the same case. So just like over there, the sheni kicks in. So to be the Shani kicks in. Now.
I had this problem yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're saying it's like you, but not like you.
No. You would, it is. It is. You would have thought it's not. Yeah.
Meaning, Yud, the guy, the second guy can come along narrier.
That Rabbi Yitzchak says by Yud, the second guy can come along. Right. But I would think maybe that's only because nothing was spoken out at the beginning.
At all.
At all.
Buying as a slave.
But if it was spoken out, even though I didn't say the word me'akshav, maybe that's pretty good enough. Come on, no, that's not good enough. That's what I'm just saying. So the truth is, so let's see Tosfos. We have to see Tosfos.
No, he's saying by you, if someone comes along to marry her, he can't. Sure, because no kiddushin to the rice at all.
No, I was saying, in the case that he said something, even if he
said
hadn't paid the money.
The regular case.
No,
the mashal
case.
The mashal case?
No, you case.
What is he saying at you?
I don't know.
He's not giving money.
That's what I don't understand.
No.
So I would say like this. We have to see Tosfos right now, but I would say this might also answer it. But I'm not sure what you asked is a kasha. It might just be that's a derech of Rashi. But if it is a kasha,
I would never get mad
because he wouldn't do that.
Just tell him what he meant to ask. Say what he meant to ask.
I don't have to do that with him. He explains himself. The same
he
deal.
Just said that to me. It's like
yeah, he just did. Line. He just did that to get things going. Now it's going. Okay.
So
listen to me for 1 second. Listen to me for 1 second. It might answer what you're asking, but before we see the next Tosfos, I would have thought that this stage of the Gemara is a Gevaldika Raya to Rashi. To Rashi's Mahalik in the Gemara before. Because Rashi learned the Gemara before, we're proving from the Rabbanan to the case of Ha'oimer. And Tosfos says, it's Faket, we're proving from the case of Ha'oimer to what the Rabbanan would hold. That's Machlokes of the Gemara before. In this Gemara, it seems clear that we're proving from Rabbi Yitzchak to the case of Oimer. Why do I say that? Because Rabbi Yitzchak says the din. Tosfos' whole pshat in the previous Gemara is the Rabbanan never said what would happen if a Sheni came along. So therefore, Tosfos has room to learn that we're learning from the Ha'oimer to the Rabbanan. But in the second, in the Tani Yidoch, Rabbi Yitzchak did say the din. So the Chor, it's clear that we're learning in the direction like Rashi. That's what I would say. I mean, we have to see the next Tosfos, because obviously what I'm saying is not so pashut. But that's what I would think. Which might answer what's bothering Ari, why Rashi have to say it again, is because that's the mucker. Rashi's saying it again because Rashi's telling, that's what I'm saying. Rashi's saying, Avadi had to say it the first time because that's the pshat. But how do I know that's pshat? I'll prove it to you, because in the second time there has to be the pshat. And the Chayra, the two Gemaras should be symmetrical. Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm saying I would think that Skaval, the second, the Tanya Yidduch, has to be like Rashi. I don't see how Tosfos can flip it around. Again, the first Gemara, Tosfos was only able to flip around and say that we're learning to the Rabbanan, it's because the Rabbanan never told us. But yeah, they said it already. Rabbi Yitzchak have said it already. He said what the din would be. So how you're not learning to Rabbi Yitzchak, there can't be. That's what I would say without seeing the second Tosfos. But now we have to see the second Tosfos and see what he says, because I don't think it's obviously not so partial. Yeah? But you heard what I'm saying in Svara. The second Gemara, yeah, okay. So let's see. So the second Tosfos starts also quoting the whole Rashi. And then he says, Gam, the first wide line in Tosfos. Not very wide, that's at the bottom, the first middle wide. That's where he finishes quoting.
The first wide line is only one.
Right. The first. No, whatever. Oh, yeah, right, that's another Tosfos already. Yeah, the first wide line, yeah? Right after the word Lusheni, that's where he finishes quoting Rashi. Then he says, "Gam pirish ze lo in the hero." I don't like this pshat either. Why? Shebekuli gemara hamashu balamed al adover. Ah, that's so far it's very meduyah. Tosfos in the previous Tosfos asked two kashas. Here he only asked one kasha. Why? Because the other kasha is not okay here. It's pashat, right? It's pashat. His only kasha here is the lashon mashal, right? Eli. Tosfos in the previous case asked also on Rashi, but their Rabbanan never said anything. So how could he learn out from them? That he can't ask now, because here they did say it. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda did say it. But he still has a kasha from the lashon of mashal. He still doesn't like that mashal means learning from the thing to the mashal. So because of that, Upirish Rabbeinu Yitzchok, he asked on a different pshat. Upirish Rabbeinu Yitzchok. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just making sure that Tosfos didn't add anything in before. Before it's just a quote of Rashi, that's all, right? Okay. So, Pesach Ben Yitzchak, like this. Mahu detema holoi omer lo la'achar shloishim yoyim. V'kivin deloi parish neima de daite sheichulu akadushin me'achshov. T'mahani tfei mashaloi hizgar shloishim yoyim. Sharei kol shoa v'shoa b'yadoi liyado. Kol zman she'irtze. Bimkitra acher einam mikudeshes. Komashvulon came into the Omer me'achshov behedio mikudeshes l'sheini. So Tosfos reverses the Ma'od Teima. We learned the Ma'od Teima means in the Marshal Ma'od Teima, right? We learned the Ma'od Teima means that maybe since in Yid he never said Lacha Shloshim Yoyim, maybe that's why the Sheni is Kedushin is Chal. But if he said Lacha Shloshim Yoyim, maybe it's not Chal. Kamash Malon Yid is like saying Lacha Shloshim Yoyim. So Tosfos flips the Ma'od Teima around. It says Mahu the Teima Yid is different because Yid is not like saying Lacha Shloshim Yoyim. And therefore, since Yid is not like saying Lacha Shloshim Yoyim, maybe it should work fakert, that the Kedushin should be Chal right away. Kamash Malon, no, Yid is like Lacha Shloshim Yoyim.
In the Yid case,
we until Rashi learned the Gemara like this. The Havamino Mao de Tema Yid is not like saying Lacha Shloshim Yoyim. And therefore, by Yid, we understand why the Shanish thing is Chal. Because he never spoke anything about the Kedushin at the beginning. But in the case where he said, I want to be Makadish Lacha Shloshim Yoyim, maybe over there, the Shani can't be Chal. Tosfos does Fakert. Avada, when you say Lacha Shloshim Yoyim, the Shani, again, because Tosfos wants to learn the other direction. Avada, when you say Lacha Shloshim Yoyim, the Shani is Chal. But maybe by Yid, the Shani shouldn't be Chal. Why? Because Yid is not like saying Lacha Shloshim Yoyim. So if it's not like saying Lacha Shloshim Yoyim, that's more of a reason the Sheni shouldn't be Chal? Yes. Because if you don't say Lacha Shloshim Yoyim, what you really mean is Me'achshav. And then for the Sheni shouldn't be Chal, by Yid, which it could be any second. Right. I paid to do it. Kamash Malon, Yid is also called Lacha Shloshim Yoyim.
It's according to Chacham, Lacha Shloshim Yoyim doesn't work.
But which case? According to the Rabbanon, if you said Lacha Shloshim Yoyim,
the regular case.
The Rabbanon.
No machloikus over there.
Yeah, but the Rebbe weren't talking about that. You can't bring Raya's and the Rebbe because they didn't discuss that case. The Rebbe discussed the Ma'akshav case. No, but here we're talking about without the Ma'akshav. Without, what would be without the Ma'akshav?
You're saying it goes back. You said?
No, we're set. The way Tosfos is learning the Havamit of the Gemara is that, like this. A person says, without ma'akshav, so the sheni can definitely step in the middle, no question. What would be by yid according to Rabbi Yehuda? So the havamid would be that by yid according to Rabbi Yehuda. So you
same thing.
You and I would say the same thing, and the Gemara says it's the same thing, but the havamid would be it's not the same thing. The havamid would be. That since by yid he never speaks out anything about lachash loishim yoyin, so it's fakert. His kavana is right away. Kamash on that that's not true. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mamish the same thing as lachash loishim yoyin. It's a
lachash.
Yeah, it's a
because
since you gave the money at the beginning, and the moment you gave the money, you had the schos. No, but he gave you the schos. The schos kicked in right away.
The Havamid would be that since the schus kicked in and says
30 days from now, right? Exactly. Yeah. Since the schus kicked in that way, at least so that's even better. That's even more right.
But it's not true. Didn't give money for kedushin at all. The kedushin gave money.
I know, but when he gave the money,
not only that, and he expressly did not makadesh the girl.
And a chinami, but since the moment he
gives. But
no,
that comes along in the Kaddish,
but that doesn't mean he really wasn't doing
it. I know, but you can hear a Havamina like that. No, but the Havamina is like this.
I would hear that the non-Mashiach has more Kedushin rights than you.
Yeah, so one second.
The most lovely Kedushin.
No, but nothing. No, but you hear, one second. There is a Mila Yiraz. One second. If I give money today for after 30 days, right? So tomorrow. I have nothing. There's nothing on the table right now. There's a potential which is hanging in the air, which will mean nothing till 30 days from now. In yield, yeah, I give the money. No kedushin yet. Kedushin's also in 30 days, yeah. But on day one, I have more than the 30. Day guy has. I have a schus.
I can argue with that.
A schus is better than nothing.
I can make the kedushin in 30 days.
So the havamina.
The kedushin is he gave the money already.
And
you didn't give the
money.
Yeah, I know.
So
good. So one second. So the kamash malon is that the fact that he gave the money in order to kedushin at the shbichal 30 days later, and the shbichal 30 days later. So the reason is the same exact thing. The kamash malon is it is no better. But the Havamin is that since he had a schus from day one, so when I do it on day 30, it works of a freya to the moment I had the schus. To the moment I had the schus. That would be the Havamin. That's what he seems to be saying, no?
Yeah.
Meaning you can hear that if I have an ongoing schus to do it, and then I pick a moment in time where I want to apply that schus. So there's a din that it works up a frey from the moment they have the schos. At least that's what the Gemara. Again, that's not the maskana.
No.
But I'm saying you can hear that. You can hear such a habamina.
Yeah, the only problem is that even though you have a right, you have a schos to do it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to do something. You have to do something. You have to mikadosh. You have to give her something. So really, if someone comes along now, you didn't exercise your right.
Oh wait, maybe Tyson is saying more than what I'm saying.
You didn't exercise your right.
I'm sorry. Maybe he's saying more than what I'm saying.
But I said, I don't have to exercise my word.
But that shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. Cole doesn't say, well, since I have this whole talk.
No, wait, I'm saying, I think he's saying, he's saying more than what I'm saying. You're right. Well, one second, let me say a little
bit. That would make sense to say more than you're saying, because...
Yeah, so listen to this. Well, let me say it a little bit better. The Havamina would be like this. According to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, okay, Ma'ariv Rishon Slav Kedushin Nitnu. The Ma'ariv Rishon is just create a matzav that I could do yid whenever I want. Yeah. So the Havamina would be that when I give them money, So I should say, not me to be, but I give the money, I should say when I want to do the yid. I'll give you the money now. Yeah? I want that the, but I'm only doing it because I want that in 3 years the condition should kick in. Or in 2 years the condition should kick in. Or I never want it. I should be mafarish what I'm trying to do. And by not being mafarish it,
but
but I'm saying not being would be that the Bishas Maisa, you say that. You speak that out. No, but the Habib would be the Bayid, you also need that. And therefore, if you don't say anything, we tighten up what you're doing as you want it to be chal right away.
If you don't say anything, you don't want it.
No, I don't think that you don't want it. Not if it's a shift. Not even in shift. I think that you might just say you don't want it.
You might not be saying it.
Why are we giving you money for 6 years to work?
You want it like a pound before the end of the 6 years.
My half a minute is I'm going to give you $10,000.
Yeah, because usually you should speak it out. You should say, I'm buying you now. And I'll shove a putin before you finish. I want the kiddush bicha. Yeah, or 3 years. What the kiddush? The habanu being that you should speak that out. You'd be mafarish that. And if you weren't mafarish it, it means you want it now.
Then what's the mitzvah by the way?
Yield.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's just it.
Oh, you speak out when you want. When you want to be chal.
What is the privilege of you?
To marry her.
Maybe it's not a privilege. Yeah. What is you?
Speak out when you want to be chal.
Is yud a privilege or a mitzvah?
We're discussing.
Ah, that's what it is. If it's a mitzvah, so then you don't have to. So then you should assume that he wants to do it.
That's what Tosafot seems to be saying. That's the Habamin. That since.
Especially if you're talking about most trust, well, usually. So
that's when he's touching the words.
A case where it's not the case.
Yeah, in Akhenami. But that's when he touches the words that Mao de Tema, it's not, he didn't say 30 days.
What does it help, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for me to say, oh, I don't want to be married to her in 3 years? You didn't do anything.
So you're saying one thing, you were saying when you want to get
the
Michal.
No one cares if Kedushin is given at all.
What?
No one cares if Kedushin is given.
No, Ketzim was given, which allows you to make the Yid Michal. So when do you want the Yid to be Michal? So you should say a Shabbat. You should say a Shabbat put it before, and now you have the right. But if you don't speak it out, Adarab, you have such a right that if you don't push off your right, we assume you want your right immediately. Because you didn't speak out, that I'm pushing off the right till then. That's what it means. Maladim, but you didn't say 30 days.
Is it built in that it always be put it with the top before the end of the 6 years, unless I said earlier.
What do you mean I want the right? Essentially, he's saying I don't want anyone else to come marry. That's what he's saying.
Huh?
He's just saying, I don't want anyone else to come
marry.
That's what he's saying.
I don't want anyone else
to marry. That's what he's saying.
When?
When I say my akshav, I'm saying no one else can.
Yeah, we're not talking about my akshav now.
I know, but you said the hava mean is that by year I don't even need my akshav. It's as if, man.
That's right. No. No.
Yes, so the hava mean is that
the hava mean is by year. That if he doesn't say I want it to be chal later, that means I want when you say the, what do you mean my action? I mean now.
Now.
Yeah, that's not my action. My action means retroactively. Retroactively.
But it happened. It has to be retroactively.
No.
It's probably not happening now.
It is.
What do you mean it is? I'm not married to
his wife.
Of course you are.
What?
One second.
So that is?
That's a
toy. Wait, how yeah. Mean
can we read?
Can
we read? Can we read the words of? Can you read the words of the Tosfos? Hello, look at the words of the Tosfos. That's what he's saying. Listen, Bekiven the loy pot uperish ben Yitzchak nu uperish ben Yitzchak mal with the teimah haloy amalalach shloishim yoyim. That's the words of the Gemara. Bekiven the loy parish. Since it wasn't before, said I don't want this year to be chal until whenever. Neymar the daite shechol hakadosh me'achshav. The mahanit fei mashlo hizkus shloishim yoyim. Shechol shav shav beyado liyado. Chol man sheyitze imkitcha achen b'kadoshes.
Ah,
the first way I said it.
Because he had the right.
You're right. I said it. I said it better the first time.
First time is
whatever.
It's not now. It can't be now.
I said it better the first time. I said it better the first time. Erkinami, Erkinami. Okay, cross off the second time. All the people listening out there. No, I said it better the first time. Yeah, you're right. That's me'achshav.
It's what he said the first time. Retroactive because he has the right. So when he does it, it'll be retroactive.
Me'ach shav usually means that, yeah.
What? Why is he going to say me'ach shav?
Didn't say me'ach shav. It's understood.
Why would?
Because he has the right to do it at any point in time. He has, not dependent upon anyone else. So it's going to be retroactive whenever he does it.
So yes, why is he buying her if he's marrying her?
No, he's not marrying her now. She says she's got to, he may never do it. And then it never comes. It
has to be clout now, like Dushin.
Retroactively, so how do you do it 3 years' time since Kido was coming? Those 3 years, she worked like a
That's what Toysis is learning. Yeah, the first way was better. I'll call part of it.
It was the correct
way. He says at the beginning, whenever I'm a yayu's from now.
That the
whenever I do it, it's 5.5 years
from now. The Havamina would be that's automatic. If he doesn't say, right, that's automatically true, even according to Mesa. But the Kamash one, it's not true. But that'd be the Havamina. That every yield, even according to Mesa Yehuda, every year it is, it goes back to, it works with my Freya. Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's very simple.
Like June
Exactly. That's the chiddush, right? Right. That's you hear the vibe? Let's phrase it like no. Let's phrase it like this. We understand according to the Rabban, it always works me'achshav because it always goes back to the moment he gave the Mois Kedushin, and that's what happened according to the Rabban. According to the Mesa Yehuda, the Mois Kedushin are later; they're not now. Emes. But the Havamina would be that the Etzem Koyach to be Miyayid creates a Me'achshav even in Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Kamash, well, it's not true. But that's the Havamina. Now, that's what Taisi says. Now,
and we thought that way. It made sense to him. So we understood.
Yeah. Well,
that's how we understood it. Everybody. We all thought that.
Yeah.
And when you have a right, to come along the hell and marry
you.
We all said we all thought that's logical.
That's what it says. This says.
I'm buying
her. I mean, that was.
Big Kijak and Kudeshis.
I would have thought that you was different. She does the other case.
Oh, you mean even according to Rabban, and you're asking?
If she was Nevelas, then she was Nevelas. But the Kiddush, the Kinyan, can't be Chal.
She's not
Chayav Misa because she was an Eishes. She's not Chayav Misa anyway. She can't be Chayav Misa anyway because
she's a... The Boil, who is not going
to be Chayav. What about the Boil?
It can't be.
Someone's Boil, according to Rabban. You
can't have an Issa Lamafreya.
I don't know.
You had relations with a woman 3 years ago? Well, she.
And when
we just found that she's married with today 2 years ago. You have a technical
problem anyway, because it would be like a Surah Suffolk. How do you give a Surah of such a thing?
And it's not the point. We Danish Shomayim, okay? But the thing is that a Kinyan won't be able to be Chal on that Kinyan.
Right. That's the main. The only thing is, what I said before, I still don't understand. What I said before we looked at Tosfos, I'm still not sure about, because Rabbi Yehuda Bida says it's din. This Marshal Leman is very funny according to the second Tosfos. Because what I asked you before, the Marshal Leman according to the second Tosfos is that we're learning this to Rabbi Yehuda Bida. We have a Havamina how it should work by Yid. Kamashalan, if that works. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda told us already. Bishlam of the first Tosfos, the Rabbanan never told us what they would hold. So the way Tosfos learned the Gemara is that if Havamina they learned this way, Kamashalan they learned that way. But in the time the Rabbi Yehuda told us what he holds. And the whole Havamina, the whole way Tosfos is setting up the Havamina Gemara is, we're not so sure what it would be by Yid. We're not so sure, but Rabbi Yehuda told us already. What's the Gemara trying to do? I don't understand what Tosfos. Toys is being masbir to us how he would learn what the Ma'od Tema is in the Tosfos type of direction of learning Moshe. I understand that. But in the Tanya, the Chavetz Chaim told us what the din is. So how do we have room to be Mesupik? That's what bothered me the second time.
We're not learning that that's how he knew it. He knew it from Homer Le'ishur. That's how he knew it. No, isn't that the limit? Yeshua knew what he said from the case of Homer Le'ishur. That's how he knew it.
That's how he knew it.
Isn't that what Tosfos is saying?
Okay, I guess is what you have to say. Tosfos is saying the Gemara's whole discussion is how did it be able to get to that din? Okay. Yes, we said it in that the kedushin of the sheni is chal. Where did he take this from? He took it because there's a din like a shoshim yoyim, which the sheni is chal. And the man had to do his din. Ah, pshita, that's the same din. No, it's chiddush. You didn't have a havim in the different ways of Yehuda. It works mashal, mashal, not.
Is that the
lashon
of mashal? If a mashal knows, but someone we want to show that someone learns something. Mushroom is that
what
it's used for.
Yeah, the only problem Tosfos had with it is that it's the opposite direction. But the Chayra, yeah.
So what does it say? So what does it say? Since he didn't say
right, Lach HaShoshim Yoim, and therefore I would have thought that it goes to the Mafreya, right, like Tosfos said, because it reverts back to the first time he had the schus. Mashmalon, no, it's not true. It's a regular din of Shoshim Yoyim. Like everybody here is more comfortable with anyway. It doesn't bother me if I'm more comfortable with Maskada than Havamina. It's always we chop the Havamina. The Havamina can't be meaningless. And now we have a sandwich. Anybody want some?
I'll get it.